The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things happening in the sports world. In case you missed it, the Blackhawks now have a 3-2 advantage in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals over Tampa Bay, getting it done 2-1 on Saturday night. Unbelievable. You thought Tampa Bay would come back and fight and maybe get it done. They had some issues with the goaltending. Who's it going to be? Bishop was the guy. Wasn't enough, though, and the Blackhawks get it done. That's pretty much the big story, if you ask me, of what's going on in the sports world. And then, obviously, those Cleveland Cavaliers, Golden State Warriors. I mean, look, first couple three games, Cleveland has just played phenomenal. And they've given everything they've had. And then you've seen a little bit of a change there in Game 4, where Golden State and that bench and all those bodies they have seem to pay some dividends. Jeff Rich, good morning, man. How are you? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm feeling great. Yeah, tell you something about Game 5 when series are tied at 2-2. You can really put a stranglehold on the series. The series is not over yet when you're up 3-2, but big uphill climb if you're down 2-3.
Yeah, I mean, look, LeBron the other night, completely spent. It was tough to watch, to be honest with you. It was really tough. I'm thinking we're going to have a real good discussion about this today and wondering how David Blatt can kind of make that roster a little bit longer, if you will. Seven guys, not enough to be playing there in the finals. You got to figure out a way to get Marion, Miller, some more minutes. So,
if you want to improve the look of your home's interior, updating the flooring is a great place to start. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about some ways to do that on a budget right after this.
Step one, make a list of your weekend projects. Drywall, wash the patio, scrape the loose paint on the deck. Step two, pour yourself a cup of coffee.
Hey, Family Guy's on TV. Love that show.
Step three, 2 hours later, back to your list. Step four, pick a project, break out the tools, get it done. Step five, go ahead. One more episode. No guilt this time. Hyde Tools. Everything you need to start somewhere at thehideway.com.
The floors are among the largest surface in your home, so any improvement there makes a big impact. The trick is to minimize the impact on your pocketbook. Carpet is among the least expensive flooring options, but it isn't very do-it-yourself friendly. However, you can remove the furniture and the old carpet yourself if you need to save a few bucks with the installer. If you cut the carpet and pad into smaller squares of around 3 foot by 3 foot, it's much easier to get it out of the house and dispose of it. You often need to add shoe molding after a hardwood or vinyl job, so ask the installer about reducing his price if you handle that chore yourself. And of course, if there are any paint touch-ups needed afterward, you can handle that as well. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause savings event is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special savings passes to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of each pass sold. The more you sell, the more you earn. Then, on Saturday, August 29th, your savings pass buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's nationwide. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich along with me. You can be as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. A lot of things happening, people. A lot of things happening. You know, it's the sports world. When is it not happening when you think about it? Had a Triple Crown winner a couple weeks ago now. When I think about that, that was like one of the most, I would have to say one of the most non-important things that have ever happened in the sports world when you think about it. Because that's something that hasn't happened in 37 years and really nobody talked about it. Jeff, when you think about it, isn't that kind of strange?
I think it's kind of strange that we went years and years of my life. Again, I was born in 1978. We went years and years of my life without a Triple Crown winner in the sport of baseball or horse racing, and both happened within a 24-month span with Miguel Cabrera taking home the honors a couple of years ago and American Pharoah, you know, taking care of business. That's a tough race to win. You know, not taking anything away from horse racing, but I agree with you. It's just not the important sport that it used to be. Our partner in crime, Fred Wallen, has brought up the HBO documentary Luck, which was great, except they kept killing horses. So the humanity of the sport, I think, has really brought it down. And but, you know, there's just a lot of other things going on. When horse racing was at its heyday, the National Football League and the sport of football wasn't entertaining for public consumption. So, you know, we just evolved. It's a big deal, but it's just not as big a deal in the grand scheme of sports that it used to be.
The reason I'm bringing it kind of up is because I'm thinking about something else that happened the other day that seemed to get very little love as well. And I'm talking about the no-hitter that the San Francisco Giants, Heston, pitched the other night. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because it almost seems like a no-hitter. And believe me, that was not the most beautiful no-hitter that you'll ever have. I mean, a guy hit three batters or something like that. So, look, as far as no-hitters go, I don't know how great of a no-hitter it was. However, it was a no-hitter. And the reason I'm bringing this to light is because there wasn't much made about that either. Is it because no-hitters are happening so often? The Giants have done it 4 years in a row. So does it take something away from a no-hitter when people are throwing them all the time now, Jeff?
Well, I think that when you take a guy like Chris Heston, he's obviously not on the line that Lincecum was or the Bulldog Matt Cain was. I think that it's just that it is San Francisco. I thought it was a big deal when Johan ruined his career throwing one for the Mets a couple years ago, throwing 149 pitches. I think that we've just become less and less impressed with it. I think the perfect game is the line that the no-hitter used to be. And I think it's just, again, our consumption as sports fans, there's almost too much going on for us to stop and appreciate a milestone like a no-hitter. I mean, you know, how many pitchers go through their entire careers without throwing them, even Hall of Famers? So it's a big deal in the moment, but it's, you know, it's like a 40-point night in basketball. We're not going to celebrate it until the end of time.
Yeah, I just find it a little strange how certain things that are so rare or at one point were so rare, and I'm talking about a no-hitter because it seems like they happen more often these days than they did back in the day. But amazing. Whoa, how Go ahead.
Let me say something. The game of the way that we watch baseball and the way that baseball is now evaluated, we've taken a lot of the emphasis off of the base hit itself, and it's more about base runners and scoring runs. That's why we look at OPS rather than batting average these days, because it's just more important to get on base. And when you let guys get on base, it's the same thing as a hit. You could score runs without getting the elusive base hit, but it's still impressive for a pitcher to retire 27 without anyone getting on base by way of the base hit.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, it's more, I guess we call it now small ball, where they just try to manufacture runs. You get base runners and then you steal bases. Again, you're right. I mean, the game has changed. They all change. You know, that's why I think it's so difficult to compare different eras when you're talking about basketball. You know, people are comparing LeBron James to Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan. And, I think that the only thing you can compare is the fact that they're all basketball players, to be honest with you. The game has changed so much from the 80s and early 90s to where it is today in 2015. You know what I mean? So I just find it interesting. I find it very interesting to see how, we try to compare to Sandy Koufax when you're talking about pitchers. You know, you try to compare Michael Jordan to LeBron James when you're talking about basketball. Why can't we just appreciate what we're seeing and what we're witnessing and realize what true greatness really is, Jeff?
Oh, the short answer is that we should. I mean, that we should let eras, we shouldn't obsess over the best ever. We should let eras be their eras. And nothing that LeBron James does will ever take anything away from Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant. And, I mean, that's the simple fact. You know, we get caught up in counting rings, and Michael has 6 and Kobe has 5 and LeBron has 2. And that's just such a flawed metric. I think that what LeBron James does for his teams doesn't necessarily show up with the assists and with the rebounds, though those are good numbers. I just don't think that Michael Jordan and LeBron James are anywhere near the same player. Thus, there's a lot more to contrast than to compare with these guys. And I think that the conversation is fun, but in the end, it doesn't matter. Great players are great players. Whether they were better than someone in the era before them is really insignificant.
Yeah, it's irrelevant. I agree 100%. You know, what I think is also interesting is, I mean, I will say this, okay? I truly believe the best brand of NBA basketball was the 80s and the early 90s, okay? I will go on record as to say that. And maybe I'm a little biased in the sense of I used to go to every single Milwaukee Bucks basketball game from the age that I can remember until the days I left to go to college. And I saw those great Michael Jordan, Chicago Bull basketball teams. I saw the great Celtic teams with Larry Bird and Kevin McHale and the Chief Robert Parrish and Dennis Johnson. And the list goes on, to be honest with you. I saw those great teams from Philadelphia with Charles Barkley and Dr. J and Moses Malone. I saw those guys play. I saw the best. And the difference is to me, Jeff, with today's game and the day back in the day when I used to love and appreciate the basketball, which was the 80s and 90s, is you had a group of or a team of great players. You don't seem to have a group or a team of great players anymore. You have individuals. You have LeBron James, and then you have guys like Matthew Dellavedova that he's playing with, or Tristan Thompson, or the list goes on. Mozgov. I mean, look, they're not. It's not like having Byron Scott and Magic Johnson and James Worthy and Michael Cooper. You know, it's a different. I didn't even mention those teams too because I saw those teams as well. I mean, I think the difference today is, Jeff, we have one or two great players, and then you have a group of guys who are okay. They're in the NBA, but they're not superstars or keys to teams that are going to make big, deep runs. So I think the difference is we have more individuals, whereas back in the 80s and 90s, we had teams that were very good.
Yeah, I would almost say that the Showtime League Lakers. We're kind of the end of that run.
Yeah.
I'm sure you had Magic Johnson and Kareem, at least in the beginning of that run. And I would say that the Lakers are probably the best team that Michael Jordan beat on his run, and that was the first one he got, just because you look at everybody that's won a championship over the last 30 years. And I would say maybe those Bad Boy Pistons teams weren't superstar-laden. They were just a team playing for Chuck Daly with a little bit of an edge to them and you know, hellish defense that just slowed down the Lakers and allowed those Pistons teams to win. Maybe Houston in the years that Michael Jordan was away from the game. Maybe Houston wasn't a superstar-laden team that just won with team basketball. But you look at it. I mean, it's, you know, and would you say the Spurs are more about the individual or the team?
Oh, they're absolutely the team. We're up against it, so we'll continue the conversation. Maybe not on the other side, but after we talk to our professor of sports, John Poulter, we're going to break down the Stanley Cup Finals with him and then probably talk some baseball. But you and I will jump back into this conversation. If we don't do it in this hour, we'll do it in hour number two with Fred Wallen. But it's just interesting to compare the two, because the truth of the matter is you can't. You absolutely can't compare them. They're different eras. They're different times. And they're that way for a reason. Anyways, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, a lot going on. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Hello out there, we're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh,
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot happening in the sports world. In case you missed it, Blackhawks are now leading 3-2 over the Tampa Bay Lightning. We have our professor of sports, John Poulter, to break it down for us. But I want to set the table first here to talk about that, obviously. But then I do want to get into the issue of what's going on here in Phoenix, Arizona, with the Coyotes and the nonsense that happens year in and year out. This team is on lease with an option to buy. But at this point, I think it's a complete joke. We'll get into it in a little bit. John, good morning. How are you, man?
Morning, Andy. Morning, Jeff. Doing real good, thanks. How about the two of you?
Beautiful day. You know, it's going to be 100 and crazy this whole week, to be honest with you. It looked like I didn't see anything less than 110, 111 all week long. So the summer heat is definitely here. It's on. But I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't trade it for anything. This is my spot. This is what I love. And you know what? I'll take the 110-degree heat when the rest of the country has negative something or other and we're able to play golf and still go out and play tennis and do whatever we want in January and February. So I'll take the good with the bad, John. Jeff, how about you, man? Will you take the good with the bad like me or no?
Boy, it's tough. You know, you talk a big game until you go outside and you just want to get in the air-conditioned car and go to the air-conditioned building that you're walking into. So I do take the bad with the good, but it doesn't make summers any more easy down here.
No, but talking about easy, the NHL Finals, Stanley Cup Finals are going on. It hasn't been easy for the Blackhawks, let's face it. However, you know, the other day we talked about the change in net for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Bishop gets back there. Did you notice anything? Did you think he was 100% or close to 100%? Or do you even think ultimately, you know, did they make a mistake? Was this young guy ready to go?
Well, I don't think Bishop's 100%. That's pretty obvious from watching him slide across the net when the puck goes behind the net. Anytime he's going left to right or right to left, and I'm going to say more left to right, which tells me that the injury is probably somewhere on the left side. I'm guessing because I know, I don't know anything more than what the public has been told. But to me, it looks as though it's some kind of a groin or a thigh injury that's stopping him from pushing off on his left foot. And one thing I noticed last night, I paid particular attention to the way that he warmed up between the anthem and the opening faceoff. And if you had the opportunity to watch it, when he stretched his left leg out, he stretched it out so that his skate blade was parallel to the ice, and he stretched it out to the goalpost. When he stretched his right leg out, he stretched it so that the back end of his skate blade was on the ice, and the blade was 90 degrees to the ice. That tells me that there's a limited motion in his left leg, and that ties in with pushing across the net, and you just have to look at the expression on his face when he pushes himself up after a save. This young man's in a fair amount of pain, and is it wise to play him? Who knows? The thing might be frozen, so he might not be able to do any more damage to it, but you have to wonder, with the backup, are they better off with a healthy backup who, quite frankly, was not the reason that they lost game four? You know, but on the other hand, Bishop's the guy that got you there. If you think he's healthy enough to play and he wants to play, do you owe him that chance to play? And that's probably where Cooper made his decision.
Yeah, interesting. John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down the Stanley Cup Finals. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right, so we know the final, 2-1. Lightning win game five. The Blackhawks win game five. This acquisition of Antoine Vermette, is it one of the better midseason pickups you've seen for a team going into a playoff run for the type of player like Vermette that likes to put the puck in the net?
Well, it certainly looked that way the last 5 or 10 games. I was not overly impressed with what I saw between the trade deadline and 4 or 5 games ago, or perhaps let's say the middle of the last series. He's certainly played well. He's taken a lot of heat off of Taves. He's allowed them to have sort of three good centers, if you take Richards into that, and Marcus Kruger's played very well down the middle, as has Andrew Shaw when he's been moved to that position. I mean, he's been a key agitator for a guy on a fourth line. The price for Vermette was very high. It was a first-round pick, and he's probably very clearly a rental player given the amount of money that he's making and the Hawks' salary cap issues. I don't see them re-signing him. But if you win and you make a deal like that, a good friend of mine says that if you win the Stanley Cup, it doesn't matter what you've given up. You've made a good trade. So based on that theory, it's looking like a real good acquisition at this time. I think they would have been better if they'd picked up a better, more experienced defenseman, given the injuries that they've had on that blue line and the pressure that they've put on their big three or big four. But Vermette certainly has been a wonderful addition for Chicago.
Hey, John, let me ask you this. The stars or the big names haven't necessarily come out in the Stanley Cup Finals, but would you be more concerned with, you know, the stars not getting theirs or with winning games? And obviously, we're all going to agree it's going to be winning games because that's ultimately what's more important, and that's how you win the Stanley Cup Finals. But are you surprised that some of the stars really haven't come out to shine?
Yeah, I'm a little bit puzzled by it, simply because some of these guys are veterans. They're well known for coming up in big games. The two big ones, of course, are Taves and Kane. And Taves has not been on the score sheet as much as we would be accustomed to. But if you watch that guy play up and down the ice, I mean, the guy's a warrior. If you looked at him on the bench with about a minute to go in Game 4, I mean, the guy looked completely gassed. Next thing you know, he's out there taking a face-off, winning the face-off, dumping the puck, covering his check. I think the guy that probably worries me the most is Patrick Kane, and I have to think he's injured, and we just haven't heard about it because he's just not on his game at all. But the other big star in Chicago is Duncan Keith, and he's been playing 30 minutes plus every night with that weakened defense core. Pretty hard to say that he's a big boy that hasn't shown up. I think he's probably been the best player in the Stanley Cup Final for sure.
John, let me ask you one more question on this, and then I don't know if Jeff has anything else, but I do want to switch gears and talk some Coyotes with you. Do you notice fatigue coming in for either one of these teams? Because we've seen it in the NBA Finals, let's face it. You know, the Cavaliers are playing seven guys. Are these shifts in their ice time, are you noticing anything different? Is fatigue a problem in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, fatigue's a big issue. Looking at the Blackhawks first, you know, they've got this issue on defense where they really don't trust their number five and number six. And now one of their top four, Johnny Oduya, clearly has something wrong with his left hand, which is the lower hand on his stick as a left-hand shot. If you watch him play, he plays most of the last game and a half with his one hand on the stick. How he's doing it, I don't know, but he's playing positionally very well. He's making a contribution, but I think at the end of the series we're going to find out that he's either got a broken hand or a broken wrist or maybe some part of a bone in his arm is broken. In terms of Chicago overall, I think Anaheim and their roughhousing broke them down and wore them down a little bit more than was evident when we watched that series. And I think Tampa is starting to feel it a little bit because they play a fast-paced game. This is deeper than they've been in a long, long time. They've got a lot of young guys that are enthusiastic, but at the end of the day, you know, you play 58 or 60 days in the playoffs, and it's tough hockey, it's tight hockey. You've got to be tired after a while, and emotionally you've got to be absolutely burned out. So, yeah, I think we've seen the efforts of both teams come down a little bit because of tiredness.
All right, John. So 3-2 in the series. Is there any way that Chicago can drop this game at the United Center with the opportunity to win in front of their home crowd?
It's unlikely, but you know the United Center has not been the fortress this year that it's been in previous years, and Tampa Bay has not played well at home throughout the playoffs. And more than once, they have played a bad game at home and followed that up with a great game on the road. We've seen that in two or three series. So while I would have to say that Blackhawks are favored, Jeff, you also have to sit back and say that Tampa Bay has been resilient the whole playoff series, whole playoff season, actually, not just this series. So in some respects, it wouldn't surprise me to see them win and go back to Tampa. But I have to think that veteran leadership on the Hawks is going to take some precedence here and is going to help them win on Monday night. And my prediction was the Hawks in six, so I guess I have to hope for that from a personal standpoint.
Hey, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Sorry about that. For some reason, I got knocked out there for a moment. But, John, obviously you can hang with us for a little bit longer, and I do want to talk to you about the Coyotes and the saga that continues there in Glendale. I don't get it. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me at this point, but hopefully you can break it down for us and make a little sense out of this, John, okay?
Give it my best.
Sounds good. I don't know if any of us have the right answer, but it's pretty amazing with what's going on here, and it continues to happen year in and year out. So unless Glendale wants to be complete losers, it doesn't make sense that they want to terminate this agreement. But anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. John Poulter, professor of sports, joining us. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few people. Keep it close.
Are you tired of network announcers who are clearly pulling for the other team? Check out Rabble.tv, a new kind of television experience where you are in control of the audio. Rabble.tv allows users like you to broadcast your insights and opinions about sports and entertainment, free from the restraint of network predictability. Rabblers are creating a fresh new type of audio entertainment. Mute your TV and do your own play-by-play, provide running commentary, or just banter with your buddies. Or you can listen to other fans who love your team as much as you do. It's live, it's new, it's Rabble. Rabble.tv.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Lowe's has big summer savings going on across the entire store. So hurry in today to find great deals on everything you need for your home, like three select perennials for only $12. Plus, get $350 off LED light bulbs, now only $248 each. Don't miss out on summer's biggest savings at Lowe's. Lowe's, never stop improving. Light bulb offer valid 6/10 through 6/15 on items 625-156. Perennials offer valid 6/10 through 6/22. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for details and exclusions, U.S. only.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
I love iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We've got our professor of sports, John Poulter, breaking down what's going on in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. We're going to get into this Coyotes issue here a little bit, and then I want to talk some baseball with you, John. But, okay, here's the deal. The city of Glendale, in my humble opinion, could be two-time losers in this whole deal if they decide to do what they're doing. Okay, so less than 2 years after signing this 15-year lease that was worth $225 million to keep the Coyotes in the city of Glendale, well, the city council voted 5-2 on last Wednesday night to terminate the lease. Once again, that throws the future of the Coyotes in complete disarray. And honestly, you can't make this stuff up. When it happens year in and year out, you just can't make it up. So I'm trying to figure out why they would want them out of the city of Glendale, because first and foremost, there's really no reason to go there other than to go and watch the Coyotes play or to watch the Cardinals play. Okay, that's what you got out there. You got those two places. You got the ability to watch those two teams. If they take the Coyotes out, they're obviously losing a ton of jobs. They're going to lose some money for the economy. I don't get it. I'm sorry. I'm confused. I'm really confused. I live here. I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to say this with all due respect to everybody out here, people are slow. They don't get things. Maybe it's the heat. I don't know what it is. But, John, this makes no sense to me.
Well, it makes no sense to me either. I mean, quite frankly, to me, it just looks like a very bad B movie. You know, they don't write stuff like this, so it has to be true. I guess in terms of, you know, my thoughts on it, you know, let me preface my thoughts by saying, A, I'm not a lawyer. B, I don't live in Phoenix. So C, you know, my thoughts and opinions are certainly my own and are from afar, and I don't profess to know anything about U.S. law, but what I have been led to believe through listening to various interviews, reading various articles, the crux of this matter is the fact that the city has voted to cancel this contract because of the fact that one of the members of the Coyotes' current legal team was formerly employed by the city, and he was employed by the city at the time this deal was negotiated. Apparently he was, according to one of the Arizona Coyotes owners said in a radio interview that I heard, I think it was Thursday, it might have been Friday, but it's 2 or 3 days ago, this guy was fired by the city before this deal was actually papered and signed. So, you know, why they've waited 2 years to play that card, only they know. But apparently there's a law in Arizona that in any agreement, it's a standard clause that goes in that if any party moves sides, within a certain period of time, the cancel is automatically cancelable if the jilted party is actually wants to do that. And it seems like an awfully thin thread to me. And to your point, it makes no sense because there's lots of places that the Coyotes could go and quite frankly, make more money than they're making in Arizona. So I think Glendale is the loser here if they do move. But I just have to wonder if this is anything more than a plea from the city to renegotiate this deal, which tells me that they now regret the deal that they've made and they just want to sweeten the terms a little bit. So, yeah. Unfortunately, I think we're going to see a legal battle on this. And, you know, the last thing the NHL needs, the last thing Phoenix needs, the last thing the Coyotes need is another legal battle. I mean, it's just like another chapter in a nightmare story.
Well, let me tell you, you know, they are hanging on by a thread, trying to renegotiate a bad deal, a deal that was a bad deal from the city in the opinion of the current city council and the current mayor, Jerry Weyers. And what's going on here is they found a loophole. They're trying to renegotiate with the Coyotes. They're not trying to win this lawsuit and cancel the Coyotes' lease agreement for the next, 13 years remaining on a 15-year contract. They want to renegotiate their deal, and they don't really have a leg to stand on, according to the Coyotes' legal team. What's interesting is, you know, this fan base, a lot of this fan base here in Phoenix resides in the East Valley, which is the opposite side of the town of Glendale. And honestly, what I think everybody wants is for this team to move downtown and for a potential new arena to be built, you know, a dual-purpose arena for the Suns and Coyotes to share in downtown Phoenix, where people in the East Valley can get off work on a weeknight and still make a 6:40 puck drop.
Well, yeah. And think about this, fellas. This is – I'm just giving you some of the numbers that were from last year, and it hurts the city of Glendale more than you can imagine. They made more than $900,000 from parking revenue, $500,000 from rent, $420,000 as a part of naming right deals, and then $2.8 million in tickets, surcharge fees, and $1 million in sales tax from the Coyotes, and then a little bit over $500,000 in reimbursing public safety fees. So this is a major hit to the economy here in Arizona and Glendale, yes or no?
Very much so. You know, just from what I know about the situation, as I say, from afar, and you know, being in Phoenix for a couple of weeks every spring for the last 12 or 13 years, you know, I sort of have a bit of a feeling for what's going on down there. Clearly not as much as you two do, because you live it and see it every day. But it sounds to me, as I originally said and as Jeff has also said, this is nothing more than a plea to try and renegotiate a bad deal. But I'd say the city is playing with fire, because there's two places where there's an NHL-sized arena that's ready to roll and could start housing NHL games as soon as this fall, and that's one in Quebec City and the other in Kansas City. And while I'm sure the league would love to see teams in those two places and generate expansion money rather than relocation money, it isn't a card that the NHL could play if Glendale wanted to cancel this contract and basically tell them that they want them to leave town. There are places for them to go, so they're definitely playing with fire. But I think the saddest part of this is the fact that once again it makes Don Maloney's job a little bit tougher in terms of re-signing good players and attracting free agents, because once again we're in a situation where the players on the Coyotes and the employees of the Coyotes don't know for sure where home's going to be come September.
That's the greatest point that you made here today, and I'll tell you who echoes that 100%, and rightfully so. Shane Doan has come out a lot this past week on radio, on TV, and talked about his displeasure with what's going on with the Coyotes, and he feels like they've lied to him. You know, the councilman comes up to him and shakes his hand. He says, you know, these people, the mayor, whatever it is, these people are lying to him right to his face. And you know what? He doesn't appreciate it. He's put his sweat, his butt out there and worked his tail off for this franchise. And you know what? He deserves a little bit of respect, and he deserves a little bit more than what they're doing for him. So you know what? I give Shane Doan a lot of credit for coming out and speaking his mind freely about what's going on here in Arizona. Because you know what? It's tough. When you're an athlete, you want some sort of security, and they have very little, to say the least. So it's a tough spot. It's a bad situation, but hopefully they'll right this ship. And hopefully, and in all honesty, I'm not a huge hockey guy myself. I could care less whether it's here. But looking at what it does for the economy, they sure as heck better figure out a way to keep it here in Arizona. Anyways, I want to shift gears with you, John, and talk a little baseball before we let you run. We could talk about this stuff to ad nauseum, but I want to talk about something that's a little more positive. Your Toronto Blue Jays, man, winners of 10 straight, and they're definitely making noise in the American League East. That's become, like, we said it all along, that this was going to be maybe the most interesting division in baseball. Winners of 10 straight, the Blue Jays have got to be feeling pretty good about themselves right now.
Well, yes, let's just hope that it lasts. You know, interestingly, they have won 10 straight, and while they've moved up to third place behind Tampa Bay and the Yankees, who now are tied, essentially tied at the top of the division, although they've not played exactly the same number of games. Interestingly, you look at the last 10 games for each of the teams in that division, and other than Boston, who are 3-7, there's two teams at 7-3. There's one at 8-2, and there's one at 10-0. So the whole division has been improving over the last 10 games. It's not just the Blue Jays. I think the Blue Jays have just been a little bit more noticeable because of the way that they've been doing it and the fact that they've done it by winning 10 in a row. But I was looking at some stats this morning, and interestingly, in that 10-game spell, they've scored 75 runs and they've only conceded 35 runs. So they've been doing it with the bat, and you know, they've been doing it with guys like Bautista, Donaldson, Russell Martin, and they've been getting some reasonable pitching. I mean, the bullpen is a bit of a disaster still, so fortunately they are scoring a lot of runs. But it's nice to see whether it will last. I don't know. The club record, I believe, is 11, so if they can win today, they will tie that. And then they go to New York on Monday and Tuesday for a two-game series with the Mets, and then those two teams come to Toronto to play a two-game series Wednesday and Thursday. So probably by the middle of next week, we'll have a much better handle on how good this team is. You know, they're playing well. Everybody has good streaks. Everybody has bad streaks. And we've talked before about the fact that you're never as good as your best 10 games. You're never as bad as your worst 10 games. So somewhere in the middle is probably where they should be. But it's sure exciting while it happens, and it's great to watch.
Absolutely. Only a couple minutes left here. So, Jeff, fire away something at John.
Hey, you know, John, there's a lot of talk about the future of Major League Baseball. You know, we're always fending off rumors that the sport of baseball is dying. But as I look at the American League and the Central Divisions and the West, respectively, Byron Buxton, Francisco Lindor, Carlos Correa, Joey Gallo, all these young stars getting called up in, you know, for what could be a playoff run. What's the difference between being called up in the midseason of a lost season, starting with a club on opening day, and joining a club that expects you to contribute so that the team can compete on the whole?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, Jeff, because that whole topic is on my notes for this morning for us to talk about. And what I was going to say was, you know, for the first time in a long time, we're seeing an influx of good quality youth. And, you know, this season, if you start with Chris Bryant and the four guys that you've mentioned, we've seen four very young players, Bryant being the oldest at 23, the others three 21-year-olds and one 20-year-old, all of a sudden coming up and being thrust into a pennant race. None of them are coming up when the team is, you know, 10 and 54 and getting some major league experience. They're all expected to make a contribution, and three of those guys are from the first round of the 2012 draft, so that tells us that that was obviously a very good draft. And I'm not so sure how long Buxton will stay around. I suspect that he is essentially and initially a replacement for Torrey Hunter, who's on a two-game suspension for being ejected in a game earlier this week. So,
you want to give us thoughts on that, too?
Whether he's up long-term or not, another story. Hunter, I felt sorry for him because, quite frankly, the calls were crap. The umpire certainly had a bad day, but Hunter is a veteran, and he's old enough to know and experienced enough that, you know, those are not the types of behaviors that you should have on the baseball field. And he also knows that you never win with the umpires. But I watched those replays, and they were absolutely terrible calls. It's unfortunate he went as nuts as he did.
Hey, John, want to finish the hour with us? Because I want to throw something at you, too.
Yep.
I've got I want to ask you if the no-hitter has seemed to lose a little bit of his lack, his luster, because the Giants have done it 4 years in a row. And it kind of goes along with that Triple Crown thing. You know, it's like something that doesn't happen, but in baseball, that no-hitter seems to happen quite often. Anyway, so keep it close. One final segment in this hour. John Poulter, Dorfman, Jeff Rich. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Everybody, welcome back. Real quickly, it is Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Quick reminder, we're brought to you in part today by today's homeowner, television, radio, and online home improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts. For local listings and online videos and articles, go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. And also, we are brought to you in part by softhits.net. If you like Jimmy Buffett, Elton John, James Taylor, or Tina Turner, then you're going to love softhits.net. Online broadcast quality, audio, song after song. It's softhits.net. That's softhits.net. Again, I want to thank you, John, for taking time out with us. And obviously, Jeff, I really appreciate you taking time out with me every Sunday morning. John, I got a quick one for you. It seems like the no-hitter has kind of lost a little bit of its luster. The Giants have done it 4 years in a row now. You know, Heston does it, the last guy to do it, Chris Heston. Not the prettiest, but has the no-hitter kind of lost a little something?
Yes and no. It certainly wasn't an untidy no-hitter, was the way that I described it when I was looking at that this morning. You know, there's been 288 no-hitters in the history of Major League Baseball, which spans 139 years. So let's say 140 years, 288, that's about two a year. And we saw seven in 2012, three in 13, five last year, and one so far this year. So, you know, we're obviously seeing more, and the fact that we're seeing more is that sort of making it less important. But, you know, maybe what's a real key here is that we're seeing more no-hitters in times when there's less complete games. And I would have thought that years ago when we had big four rotations, we would have seen more no-hitters, you know, the days of Nolan Ryan and Don Drysdale and Koufax and those guys. Yeah, it's lost a little bit of its luster, but it's still pretty exciting to see if a guy can get through nine innings without giving up a base hit.
Agree. Hey, John, really appreciate you taking time out with us here and a little bit of overtime, if you will. So have a great rest of your Sunday, and we'll catch up with you next week, buddy.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure as always. Look forward to chatting next week. Keep well.
Thanks much. John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking it down. We'll be back with another hour. I got Fred Wallen joining us. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, and Fred Wallen in hour number two of Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Keep it close, everybody.